Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, first of all, we've already discussed this. Whenever there's even a small suffix that a life is in danger, that a person is not only mutter, but he is obligated to do everything within his power to make sure that no one's life is in danger, and that includes being over a malacha deraisa and Shabbos, like extinguishing a fire. Our Mishnah is talking about a fire that is burning in a place where we know for sure there's no one in the building, there's no other building next door that can catch on. The whole problem here is saving things, saving property, not people. Okay, so what's the problem? Why can't I save property? Well, we were scared. Are you going to start? Oh, no. Get the table. Oh, no. Get the chair. Oh, no. Oh, no. Get my cup. Oh, wait. That's my favorite belt. Get that. Oh, no. My clothes. You know what's going to happen? We're almost certain he's going to panic and extinguish the fire on Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal said, you can't take things out on Shabbos. There are certain things we're going to allow you to take out. So what we're going to learn in this Mishnah is which things you're allowed to take out and where you can take them to. Zak the Mishnah weiter. Again, Perik Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. All Kisvei HaKodesh. Tanach, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Matzilim, Esen, you can save them if they had leka from a fire. Bein Shekaren Ben, whether these are things that we read from them, Ubein She'ein Koren Ben, whether we don't read from them. Don't read from them. Why would I not read from it? Well, let's say Navi. So Navi, of course, we read from it on Shabbos. The Haftarah is some Navi. We read it in the Beis HaKnesses. What about the other part called Ksuvim? Right? Tanakh is divided into three. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. There was an interesting takana that even individuals should not read Ksuvim on Shabbos. You know why not? The Mishnah is going to explain later. Because then they didn't come to the Drasha. And in those days, it was very important. It's important today also. But in those days that they didn't have Svarim, it was even more important that everyone comes to the Drasha on Shabbos and they hear the Rav explain which things are Asa, which things are Mutter. During the week, everyone's busy doing their work. So on Shabbos, a person may sit down with his sefer from Ksuvim on the recliner. He's going to get so interested in it, he'll never come to the Beis HaMedrash. So therefore they said, no, can't read Ksuvim on Shabbos. You have to go to the Drasha. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that kol kisvei hakodesh, all kisvei hakodesh, metzilim ha'isim ibnei hadleka, you can save from the fire. Bein shekaren behen, like Navi, which you can read on Shabbos, uben she'ein karen behen, or whether we don't read from them, like the parts of Ksuvim, where Chazal said, no, I don't want you to read it on Shabbos, because you won't come to the drasha. Now, another condition is, explains about Tanura, is that it has to be written with Ksav Ashuris, like Sefer Torah Ksav, and in Lashon HaKodesh. As far as things that were not written in Lashon HaKodesh, V'yafal b'sheksuvim v'chaloshon, you should know other Svarim that were written in other languages, even though you can't save them on Shabbos because they were written in other languages, but to Unam Geniza, they had to be hidden away. You had to treat them with kavod. You weren't allowed to leave them in a place where it's hefker. I want you to understand something. Originally, you were not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh was exactly what it is, the oral law. Because the best way of learning is from a Rebbe to a Talmud, from a Rebbe to a Talmud, from Moshe Rabbeinu, all the generations down. But Chazal were very concerned. They saw Galus and they saw all of its troubles and they were scared. If we're not going to have Svarim, Chas V'Shalom, the Torah can be forgotten. So they darshan the Pasuk, Eis Lasis Lashem Heferu Teresecha. And Chazal said, under these circumstances, first they allowed us to write the Mishnah, then the Agada, then the Gemara, then the Siddur. And Bezman HaZeh we write even in other languages as well. That was all to make sure that Yidden can learn Torah. But as far as our Mishnah is concerned, our Mishnah is telling us again, all Kisvei HaKodesh. And one more thing, by the way, they didn't have Svarim the way we do. They had scrolls. So all the Kisvei HaKodesh that could be saved from the fire, whether it's Nevi'im, whether it's Ksuvim, if it's not written in Lashon HaKodesh, you couldn't save them, but you have to remember, not supposed to treat them like Hefker, they have to be hidden with respect. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain, why would we not read from Ksuvim? The answer is in the Bittul Beis HaMedrash, because we need people to come and hear the drasha as explained. By the way, this takana not to read from Ksuvim was only until the Suda. After the Suda, you were allowed to. You know how we know that the Ksuvim was the most interesting part? Did you ever learn Masechtas Yuma? What did they read to the Kohen Gadol to keep the Kohen Gadol awake? They read them from Ksuvim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Remember we said that their Svarim came in scrolls? So the scrolls had sometimes cases or covers. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Matzilin, it's okay to save Tikka Sefer, the case of the Sefer, in the Sefer, together with the Sefer. For that matter, Vatikka Tfilin, the case of the Tfilin, Imma Tfilin, together with the Tfilin. The Afal Pishiyesh Pesachin Mois, even though there's money in them, you are still allowed to take it out. Now, the halachas of Muktzah are complicated. We're going to see, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, many of the halachas later on, so we'll leave it for then. But right now, the Mishnah is telling us, you can save the cover of the Sefer with the Sefer, the cover of the Tfilin with the Tfilin, even though there's money inside. So until now, we learned what you can save. How's about, to where can I carry it? Clearly, you can't carry it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rav. That would be an Issa Deraisa. So, Ulehechon Metzilin Aysan, to where can I take them to rescue them? Tanakama says only Lemovi to an alleyway she'enoy mefulish. We'll soon explain what that means. And then Seir Aymer afle mefulish. Literally, mefulish means it goes through and through. But let's explain. Remember, we learned earlier in the Masechta how their houses were built. They had houses that opened to a courtyard, and there were neighboring courtyards, and the courtyard opened to a central alleyway. So suppose I have over here a central alleyway, one of the houses is burning, I'm running out into the courtyard. Now I want to go from the courtyard into the central alleyway. The central alleyway is closed on three sides, it's open on the fourth side. That's the opening where we come in from the street. Now if they prepared this alleyway properly, so there would be a lechi, an upright pole, or a crossbar in front, and therefore it's considered closed. That's what our Mishnah refers to as a Mavi She'enoy Mefulish, meaning it's not open. And you can carry the Svarim that you're saving into this alleyway. But the Tanakhama says, if they did not put this Lechi, or a Kaira, or the crossbeam on top, in front, this Mavi is considered open. That's a Mavi Mefulish, and you can't carry it in over there. Bemseira says you can. But the halacha is not like Ben Viseira. So once again, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. We want to remind you, anything that has to do with Sakonis the Fushes, of course you're allowed to do on Shabbos. We're talking about where the danger is only for property. Chazal were scared if a person starts saving his property, he's going to come to extinguish the fire. But there are certain things you could save, like Kisvei HaKodesh, even those that we don't read on Shabbos because of a Takana that they had at that time, to make sure that people don't read Ksuvim, so they don't get too geschmackly involved in it, and therefore they won't come to the drasha, but you can still save it. We learned that the Svarim that could be saved have to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. The other Svarim, however, if it was not written in Lashon HaKodesh, or Ksav Ashuris, still had to be treated with respect, although you couldn't save it. They required Genizi, you can't leave them Hefker. We learned in the Mishnah you can save the cover of the Sefer with the Sefer, the cover of the Tefillin with the Tefillin, even if there's money inside. And to where can you save it? Tanakama holds only to a mavoi that has a lechi or a kaira in front, Bemseira says, even if it doesn't.